Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So, can you drive, Sam, either a car or in a scooter?
Yeah, I drive both. I do have the license.
Wow.
But I don't really drive that much. And what about you?
I did pass my UK driving test when I was 18.
Okay.
So that was in the last millennium, you know, so a long time ago now. But I didn't drive much while I was at university.
Okay.
And then I didn't need to drive much to get to my job in the UK.
Okay.
And then I came to live in Taiwan, and in Taipei, I don't really need to drive here.
No, not even the scooter?
No, I mean, the MRT is so great, I don't need to. So, while I do have a UK driving license, I haven't driven in something like 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you shouldn't drive now.
I agree. If I needed to drive again for something, I would take lessons and I would take another driving test to make sure I could do it safely.
So are we talking about driving in today's lesson?
Well, not quite, but we are talking about cars. It's this month's Discovery article, and it's all about a car shop. The people in this shop are great at repairing cars, but not just any cars.
Okay, that's right. They work on classic cars, which are old and very popular car models. The show is called Speed is the New Black.
Yep, let's read through day one of the article to find out about the people who work in this car shop and the things they do there.
Reading.
Speed is the New Black. Classic Car Studio is an automotive shop that specializes in fixing classic cars. At this shop, no two projects are ever the same. On Discovery Channel's show, Speed is the New Black, you can watch the studio's talented mechanics in action as they bring dying cars back to life. On the first episode,A client named Lauren brings in an impressive 1965 Cobra kit car. She tells the shop's owner, Noah, that her father and brother began restoring the vehicle over a decade ago, but gave up on it. For years, it's been collecting dust in their garage. Lauren hopes Noah can fix it in 3 weeks so she can surprise her dad with it.Lauren selects a deep red paint that will make the Cobra stand out. Aside from that, the car only needs a few minor repairs before it's ready for the road. When Lauren's father sees the finished product, he's like a kid in a candy store. Not only does it look beautiful, but it also holds the road like a champion. Lauren tells Noah that seeing her father happy is worth every penny she spent to fix it.
The article starts by introducing the car shop. It says, Classic Car Studio is an automotive shop that specializes in fixing classic cars. Now, this word automotive is just another word for motor vehicles like cars, motorbikes, trucks, scooters, and so on.
OK, 所以呢 automotive, 我们这边马上看到这个单词它呢其实就是指车子的意思哦。你也可以说呢我们刚刚另外一个字 vehicles。vehicles 呢指的像是 car, 车子啊 motorbike, 摩托车甚至我们刚刚讲 truck, 大卡车。这些呢我们都算是 automotive。那在今天的主题呢这个我们这个 car shop, 这个修车厂呢它呢修的不是普通的车而是这个 classic cars, 他们修的是老爷车很经典款的比较老的车子。And this shop specializes in fixing classic cars.
Yeah, if you specialize in something, you sometimes do other things as well, okay. But the thing you specialize in, that's what you're really good at and you spend most of your time on. So a restaurant specializing in Japanese food might only have Japanese food or have almost all Japanese food. So here, this car shop is known for fixing classic cars rather than just regular modern cars.
我们看到了这个动词 specialize 这个动词呢，它就是专精的意思。专精于什么事情呢？注意到我们后面呢加上这个介系词 in， 再加上呢你专精的这个事情。比方说呢，刚刚 Pat 就举例说 ，a restaurant specializing in Japanese food， 它呢就是专精于做日本料理的餐厅，它可能也有卖冰淇淋，也有卖调酒，但它呢最擅长的就是日本料理了。那呢我们就可以用 specialize in 这样子的用法，专精于什么事情。Next we see that at this shop, no two projects are ever the same.
Yeah, they're always working on something different, another different old car. So the article continues, on Discovery Channel show Speed is the New Black, you can watch the studio's talented mechanics in action as they bring dying cars back to life. Now this word talented means very skilled. You could call someone a talented student if they always understand things quickly and perform well on tests. A talented soccer or baseball player is really good at the sport. Now we normally use this word to mean someone who is naturally talented, has natural talent and abilities, rather than someone who didn't have the natural talents but has learned them. So it's kind of a natural gift thing.
Okay, 我们呢首先看到 talent 这个字呢，在我们可以当做名词来使用。当名词来使用的时候呢，它就是指才能哦。那这个才能呢，刚刚 Pat 就讲到，通常是你与生俱来的。比方说你唱歌啊，或者是你运动神经很好等等。那这边呢，我们是形容词的用法，他说 talented 呢就是形容这个很有天分的，或者是呢这个事情你做得很好、很熟练的。那呢，你也可以用 gift 礼物这个字哦。Gift 就是上天送你礼物，所以 gifted 表示呢很有天分的 talented， 你做这个事情得心应手，非常容易就可以做得很好。Here we're talking about talented mechanics.
That's right. A mechanic is someone who builds, repairs, and works with machines, especially vehicles. If you had a problem with your car, you'd take it to a mechanic.Mechanics work with planes as well, and can be any other kinds of machines, but it's got to be one with lots of big moving parts that all fit together.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个字哦 ，mechanic 这个名词呢，它是表示机械工或者是技工，比方说呢，修车子啊，修机器，修影印机，这些呢，我们都可以叫做 mechanic。那它的形容词呢 ，mechanical 就是形容机械的，看得出来这个字呢跟 machine 有关系了 ，mechanic 机械的，比方说呢，我们说机械工程 ，mechanical engineering。Okay, and we can see the mechanics in action as they bring dying cars back to life.
That's right. If you see something in action.It means you see a person or a thing when it's doing its job. So, fixing cars, you just kind of see it doing its main thing. To watch a superhero in action, you'd see him fighting bad guys and saving the planet. The other phrase was to bring something back to life. And if you do that, you take something when it's dying or actually dead and do something to make it alive again.Now, we use this mostly to mean restoring old objects or even making a boring play seem interesting again. We don't often talk about actually bringing a person back to life like a zombie.
OK, 我们这边看到两个片语的用法了。首先呢，先看到 in action。action 呢表示动作。in action 呢它就表示正在活动当中。例如呢刚刚Pat举例了 ,watching a superhero in action 表示呢看他战斗中惩奸除恶的意思。或者是呢我们可以说 ,is this machine in action? 这个机器正在运作吗 ?OK, in action 表示正在动作当中。另外一个片语呢 ,bring something back to life, 就是呢让他起死回生。就像是呢我们今天文章的主角，这间修车厂就是在帮助老爷车，让他们起死回生。Okay, let's see what sorts of things these talented mechanics do.
The article says, on the first episode, a client named Lauren brings in an impressive 1965 Cobra kit car. When we say episode, we're talking about one TV show in a series with many shows.Some series have 10 episodes, some 6 or 24 or more. An episode is usually 30, 60 or maybe even 90 minutes long.
OK， 所以呢，当我们在看这个影集哦，或是看这个剧集的时候，我们说 series 就是那一系列的。那里面呢，一系列里面可能有很多集，那每一集呢，我们就讲说 episode 就是指里面的其中一集。So in this episode, the client's name is Lauren.
The word client is kind of similar to customer. Mm-hmm. A client is a person or even an organization that uses someone's professional services. A lawyer would have clients, so would businessmen. And these mechanics, clients, are the people who need their cars fixed.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这个单词 client 这个名词呢指的就是客户或是顾客的意思。那呢你也可以看到另外一个字刚刚讲到的 customer, 也是顾客的意思哦。那比方说呢刚刚讲说这个律师呢如果说你是委托他做什么事情那你就是他的客户。那像我们今天文章里面呢你去找这个 car shop, 找到这个修车厂帮你修车那呢你就是他的 client, 你就是他的客户。So Lauren brings in a kit car. What does that mean?
We call something a kit car when you buy all of the parts of a car, but put them together yourself, or get a mechanic to put it all together for you. You don't just go and buy the car and drive it away. Okay. You just get the parts. It's kind of like IKEA for cars.
Ah, okay. Sounds very difficult.
Yes.
Okay, 我们看到 kit 呢这个字哦，它其实指的是工具箱哦，就是这个成套的东西，成套的工具。比方说呢，我们说，比方说 cleaning kit。For electronics, okay, 电子产品的这个清洁组合，那呢这个东西就叫做 kit。那这边 kit car 呢，中文呢就叫做组件汽车，就表示呢消费者呢是自己买零件回家组装，或者你买零件呢可以呢请这个技工帮你组装。And then we see that she tells the shop's owner Noah that her father and brother began restoring the vehicle over a decade ago, but gave up on it.
Okay, so they've been trying for 10 years. To restore this car. To restore something, it has a similar meaning to repair. You restore something that was in good condition once, but is now old, maybe dirty, maybe broken, and it doesn't work properly. Maybe some parts are missing. So repair is more like fix. Mm-hmm. Restore is like it's very old. We need to kind of make it new again.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到 restore 这个字呢这个动词就表示修复的意思。那刚我们讲到另外一字 repair, repair 呢比较像是修理。那 restore 呢比较像是 renovate, 好像是你这个东西呢已经很旧了我们现在呢把它拿出来重新再修复。那当然另外更简单的字Fix 也是一样，修复、修理的意思。We also use the word vehicle in the sentence. We've used that a few times today.
Yeah, we've talked a bit about vehicles. A vehicle is anything used for moving people or goods. Now, these days, it mostly means cars and scooters, buses and so on. Mm-hmm. But in the old days, you had carts, carriages, like wagons pulled by horses or cows.We could also talk about planes and boats and even helicopters and spaceships. Wow, okay. These are all kinds of vehicles.
OK, 所以呢 vehicle 这个字我们今天看到了几次它其实是指车辆。但是呢除了指车辆之外其实只要是任何运载工具哦都可以叫做比方说我们刚刚讲 carriage wagon, 比方说马车牛车脚踏车甚至是船直升机或者像刚刚讲 spaceship, 这个太空船的这些东西其实呢我们都算是 vehicle。那课文呢就说他们很久以前 over a decade ago,decade 呢就是十年了所以超过十年前呢就开始修复这个车。Apparently, this vehicle needs restoring,But Lauren's family gave up on it.
Yeah, if you give up on something, you decide it can't be fixed or it's just not worth spending any more time or effort on. Maybe it's just too difficult. So you can give up on a thing. You could also give up on a person if they won't change their bad behavior. You could give up on a project if you just don't think you can finish it or if you think it's not worth finishing.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 give up 就是放弃了。那放弃什么事情呢我们后面加上 on something, give up on something。那呢你可以是放弃一个东西放弃一件事情甚至是放弃一个人。假如说这个人他有这个 bad behavior, 很糟糕的行为改不了所以你放弃了他。OK, 所以 give up on something, 放弃什么事情 or on someone. OK, so this old kit car must be in a bad state.
Yes, the article says for years, it's been collecting dust,in their garage. So when we talk about dust, we mean a kind of a fine, dry powder that's mostly just dry earth, dead skin and hair, and other pieces and bits of waste matter. So if you don't clean your house often, you'll find dust all over the floor and other surfaces. If you go out walking outside and it's very dry, you'll probably get dust on your shoes and on your clothes.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 dust 这个字哦 ,dust 刚刚呢 Pat 已经解释当作名词的用法了它就表示灰尘的意思。那当然你也可以当作动词哦就是刚刚这个动作剥掉灰尘。比方说呢 ,I dusted my closet. OK, 我把衣柜里面的灰尘给清了。So Lauren wants the mechanics at the classic car studio to fix it.
Yeah, and fairly soon, the article says,Lauren hopes Noah can fix it in 3 weeks、mm-hmm. so she can surprise her dad with it. Maybe、okay. it's a birthday or something.
Ah, okay. 3 weeks.、Mm. That's not a very long time.
It's not.
Okay, we also see that Lauren selects a deep red paint that will make the cobra stand out.
Cool. So if something stands out, it's easy to notice because of one or more of its qualities.Such as its size, its color, its abilities, and so on. If someone's wearing a brightly colored shirt, they will stand out, for example.
Okay, stand out 呢其实就好像我们中文说的鹤立鸡群的意思哦。其实呢它站出来在人群里面站出来就表示很出众很突出很显眼。比方说刚刚举例说你穿了一件这个很亮的衬衫那你呢自然在人群之中你就会 stand out, 很突出。那呢你也可以用形容词 outstanding。就是呢表示很杰出跟别人不一样的。Next, we see that aside from that, the car only needs a few minor repairs before it's ready for the road.
Now this phrase, aside from, kind of can mean including, but also not including.
Okay.
It all depends on the context of the sentence. So here we're using it to mean not including. So yes, putting the kit back together and painting it will take some time,But otherwise, apart from that one job, the rest of the car only needs minor repairs.
Ah,
the engine's pretty good, the tyres are in pretty good condition, so they don't need to worry too much and go, okay, we need every new part.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这边这个片语 aside from, 或者是 apart from, apart from 呢它其实就表示这个此外哦例外的意思。但是呢这个很特别的用法是说它其实兼具了 besides, 也就是呢除了这个之外还有它同时呢还有 except for, 也就是除了这个之外没有这两种哦用法都有。所以呢我们必须要特别注意到上下文来判断它真正的意思。后面这个事情呢到底是真的有还是没有有没有包含在里面。OK, the article continues when Lauren's fathersees the finished product, he's like a kid in a candy store.
Whoa, the phrase, be like a kid in a candy store, is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break to watch a video that tells us what this phrase means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
I guess we can head home soon.
Yeah. Wait, is that a toy store?
No, it's not.
It is! I want to look inside.
Okay. But you're always like a kid in a candy store in those places.
It's a toy store, not a candy store.
To be like a kid in a candy store means to be so excited about one's surroundings that one acts like a child.
I see. Like a kid in a candy store is 欣喜若狂非常兴奋
Bingo. I might not be able to get you out of the store.
Well, oh, don't worry. I'll be quick.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, welcome back. Let's see what happens next. The article says not only does it look beautiful, but it also holds the role like a champion.
The word champion means a person or thing that is better than all the other things like it. It's the winner. It's the best. Often a champion has won some kind of competition,which we can call a championship, like the FIFA World Cup next month. Whoever wins it will be the champion. So what we really mean in this sentence is that the car holds the road and grips it and moves extremely well.
OK， 所以呢，我们看到 champion 这个字呢，它是一个名词，指的是冠军。所以呢，我们说这台车呢，它开在路上 like a champion， 像个冠军一样呢，就是指这台车呢表现得非常优异，非常好。那我们看到这个句子 ，Not only does it look beautiful， but it also holds the role like a champion。本句型呢，我们是否定副词置于句首的倒装句哦，因为呢，我们前面 not only 呢是由否定副词 not 来引导的子句，所以呢，这句话呢，我们必须要倒装。OK， 它本来呢应该是 it looks good， OK， or it does look good。那呢，在这边我们倒装之后呢，它会变成 not only does it look good， OK， 我们把 does 拿到前面，让它变成倒装。那后面呢，我们 but also 就不用这样使用。所以注意到我们否定副词放在句首的时候，这个句子必须倒装喽。
Finally, we see that Lauren tells Noah that seeing her father happy is worth every penny she spent to fix it. So it's the car.
Okay, that brings us to the end of the article. So let's go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, if you could own any car, which one would you choose and why?
Okay.
What do you want to drive?
I don't know much about cars, but I think I will get a driver first because okay. I don't really enjoy driving.
Neither do I. You know what? I'm going to wait until self-driving cars are everywhere.
Okay.
And then I can just sit in the back and read or listen to music, and the car will drive itself to where I want to go. Otherwise, I don't know much about different cars either, so...I'm not sure which one I would pick. But anyway, that's all the time we have for today. But join us again tomorrow to see what the talented mechanics in the Classic Car Studio will have to do next. We will see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Speed is the new black. Classic Car Studio is an automotive shop that specializes in fixing classic cars. At this shop, no two projects are ever the same.On Discovery Channel's show, Speed is the New Black, you can watch the studio's talented mechanics in action as they bring dying cars back to life. On the first episode, a client named Lauren brings in an impressive 1965 Cobra kit car. She tells the shop's owner, Noah, that her father and brother began restoring the vehicle over a decade ago.But gave up on it. For years, it's been collecting dust in their garage. Lauren hopes Noah can fix it in 3 weeks so she can surprise her dad with it. Lauren selects a deep red paint that will make the Cobra stand out. Aside from that, the car only needs a few minor repairs before it's ready for the road.When Lauren's father sees the finished product, he's like a kid in a candy store. Not only does it look beautiful, but it also holds the road like a champion. Lauren tells Noah that seeing her father happy is worth every penny she spent to fix it.
Vocabulary Review.Talented. The art museum is displaying work from that talented painter. Mechanic. After Billy's car broke down, he took it to a mechanic to get it fixed. Client. Michelle created a special rocking chair for her client, who uses a wheelchair.Vehicle. You can take these vehicles for a test drive before deciding which one to buy. Dust. We need to clean the living room. There is dust everywhere. Champion. After he won the boxing match last week, Corey became the new champion.